USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive as Russian forces hit residential areas across the country. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims to have control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Matar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He can't speak and will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than 3 decades. It's primary day in Hawaii. Voters there will decide the candidates for governor and other offices. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killing, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says that she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million in damages. Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also caused a fire. A gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts Pub with smoke pouring out. The building is structurally sound, but it'll be a while before it can be occupied. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked a court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
More details are emerging about a shooting death that happened on a movie set.
The gun actor Alec Baldwin was holding in the fatal shooting on a movie set could not have been fired without pulling the trigger. That's according to an FBI forensic analysis obtained by ABC News Friday. Baldwin has said he didn't pull the trigger on the New Mexico set of the movie Rust when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed in October. Director Joel Souza was also wounded. Testing of the gun, a Colt 45 revolver, shows it couldn't have been fired without the trigger being pulled. Baldwin thought he was holding a cold gun, that is one without live ammunition. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Health officials are urging people in New York City to be proactive after polio was found in wastewater samples. The disease was largely eradicated in the U.S., but now it's believed to be circulating in the Big Apple again. Dr. Mary Leahy, CEO of the Bon Secours Charity Health System, told CBS News that people need to take steps to make sure it doesn't spread.
If we can go back to having very, very high standards with regard to making sure that people are vaccinated and making sure that the immunization rates are better, that's our best method of protection.
The overall polio vaccination rate in New York is 86% among children 5 and under. Officials are concerned about some city zip codes where fewer than 2/3 of kids have received the polio vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.